we get things underway this afternoon by welcoming to the program the sports director at WABI-TV5, Eric Gullickson. Gully, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks. Good to have you on with us. How's your Monday going?
It's going very well. Nice day out there today.
Yeah, absolutely. And a chance for you to take a deep breath, I guess, a little bit after a very fun, exciting, and now complete spring sports season.
Yeah. Just wrapped it up on Saturday, and just very fun to kind of get closer to the way things were before we went through this pandemic, and it definitely felt like normal on Saturday at the state games.
Well, let's talk about a few of those games and some of the local teams that were involved. Let's start with the Skowhegan softball, who has been a powerhouse program in recent years, and they took care of business in winning that Class A title.
Yeah, really a clutch team. Tony the Tiger was their calling card, and reminded themselves to be great out there, and they certainly had, you know, a standard Skowhegan awesome softball team, and really, when it came down to it, the big moments, they were ready for the big moments, and they took care of it on Saturday down in Standish.
Now, Bangor baseball got back to the state game again, but this time around ran into a buzzsaw on a very good South Portland team.
Yeah, really a fun group to cover this year. Bangor was very impressive. It looked like some of those teams from just a few years ago that went and took the whole thing. Just great pitching, great defense, very solid, and just couldn't get out of the jam in the last inning there, and it's tough to lose on a walk.
Yeah, absolutely. Boy, some great local stories in baseball this year, and two of them right next door to each other. Let's start with Class B and a state title for Old Town baseball.
Yeah, Old Town had the pitching this year from top to bottom, and the guys that came in, a few of them are going to play Division III right here in our area, Tanner Evans, and also Matt Seymour, and Gabe Gifford, Caleb Gifford's little brother, looks like a senior. He was a sophomore this year and pitched a two-hitter in the region finals, and Evans was just awesome on Saturday, too, and the bats were there, and that's what it takes, pitching and hitting, and they for sure had it.
And then right next door, that Orono baseball team, one of the great stories of the spring, winning a state championship for the Riots.
Yeah, pitching there too, just really, really strong. Had to really battle just to get to that state game, kind of let one get away, and then ended up winning on a walk-off in the regional, and then just took care of business in the state game. A lot of seniors, a good group of leaders on that team for sure, is how Coach Joseph put it to me. Just leadership, the kids took control, and he really had a lot of fun, and they really had a lot of fun, and they really needed it, and the right team got it done in that class, I think.
We're talking with Eric Gullickson of WABI-TV5 here on Downtown. One of the most impressive performances of championship weekend was this softball team from Cape Elizabeth who put a hurting on against the Winslow Black Raiders.
Yeah, Winslow just kind of ran out of energy. I mean, they were the 8th seed. They upset Old Town, the favorites to win the whole thing, really, is what it was told to me. And from that point on, they created runs. They were scrappy, and then they just kind of ran into the big team from the South that kind of put it on them a little bit. So Winslow, a great run, but Cape was clearly deserving of what they got.
Dexter softball got back to the state championship game this year, but again ran smack into some very, very strong pitching in losing a tough one to Halldale.
Yeah, perfect season for Halldale. They had the pitching clearly because they blanked Madison, which I don't think I've ever heard that happen in my time here. Dexter, the class of our area for that class, Avery Herrick pitching was incredible all season. Pitched a shutout in the region finals. Just couldn't find the hits when they needed them in the state game, but they were definitely right there. I don't think the score is indicative of how close that game was.
And even though they are the Southern Maine representative, the team that's closer to us won the Class D softball title, Searsport, getting a win over Ashland.
Yeah, Searsport had a day on Saturday. They the whole community was up. It was great to see. Anna Lang, if you haven't heard of her yet, you should by now, having pitched them to a state title. She was averaging like every game I covered or heard about, she was throwing 19, 18, 20 strikeouts and just untouchable pitching and only a sophomore. So that team is going to be one that you got to contend with for the next few years, but really a nice outing for them against Ashland.
Well, and the good news is that everybody able to get their games in, and especially for these spring athletes that lost out on their entire season last year, how great it was for them to get out there and be able to crown champions and largely get through the season with very few problems.
It was really awesome the way that this spring kind of developed from we weren't really sure to, okay, we're going to have games, okay, we're going to have championships, okay, we're clearing things out here and parents can be there. And then to have the atmosphere at Mansfield on Saturday was just electric. I mean, particularly the Class B game was just really loud. Fans all showed up, everyone supportive, and the kids all just so grateful to get to play in that environment again.
And good news, too, that came a few weeks back, but it was up in the air for a while, and that's that football will be able to go as scheduled come fall.
Yeah, everyone's really, really excited about that. I know they were really hopeful that they could try and figure out a way, but I think the geography of high school football in this state just made it not possible last year, more so than the activity itself. Now that we're where we're at, I know that the schedules have been released and Friday Night Lights are getting set, and I know there's a lot of really happy kids and coaches and parents around the area that football is going to be back this fall.
Yeah, and it looks like a brand new facility will be ready to go earlier than expected here in Bangor. I was over yesterday checking out the progress, and by all accounts, the crew's doing a great job over at Cameron Stadium in Bangor.
Yeah, Steve and Edestein's done a great job with that, and they're going to be ready to go, and I just happened to see on social media that big stadium you like to call football games in is starting to get some new turf as well, and it's good for the area to get some of these complexes up to the standard that they might be able to host some of these big playoff games and have really nice places to play for the kids.
Yeah, I like the looks of that turf up at Alphonse Stadium. It's not in yet, but I did like that nice blue. That looked awfully good.
Yeah, it's looking sharp, and we've been talking about that for a number of years, that it was time for that. So I'm happy for Coach Charlton and the whole Black Bear program that they're going to have that facility upgrade.
Absolutely. Well, Eric, it's great to catch up with you this afternoon. We appreciate you making time for us on this Monday, and we'll catch up with you again before too long.
Hey, Rich, thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Eric Gullickson, WABI TV 5 with us here.